Dave, we're at the halfway point now in the season. And of course, you've had almost 7 months at the helm. The side currently sit on 33 points, 2 points off a playoff place, which is a complete turnaround, it has to be said, compared to the start of the season. Now you've had time to assess the situation here at Chasetown, though. What's your view on how the first half of the campaign has panned out?
Firstly, it's a job that I came into, and you know, from the outset, to try and get into the playoffs was always the agenda from the minute I got the job. So we're in and around the top five. As the weeks have gone by, no doubt it is a bigger job than I first anticipated regarding, you know, where I want the club to be in a shorter space of time. But we are moving in the right direction, there's no doubt about that. You know, the squad has took a little bit of time to gel. We've had a lot of injuries in the first, you know, 3 or 4 months of the season, which when you don't have a big squad, it's difficult, and you haven't got resources to carry a big squad, it's difficult. So sometimes you have to be lucky with injuries and try and keep people fit. We didn't have that luck in the first 2-3 months of the season. Like I said, we had lots of injuries to key players as well. You know what I mean? We lost key players at important times. You know, there's no excuse. I'm not making any excuses. You know, we've dropped. You know, if you analyse the points we've dropped, which I do a lot, you know, we go through games, we've dropped points which we should have won. We should have took, you know, you can go back in the Market Drayton game, we should have won the game convincingly. You know, Sheffield, I think we should have won. You know, Daventry, we dropped points. We should have at least took a point. I think we should have a minimum of another 9 or 10 points on the board, which if you look at that, would put us probably in the top three.
Interestingly, since that defeat at Gresley back in September, it's been 2 defeats in 13 league games. What do you put those changes down to? Do you put it down to injuries? Do you put it down to lack of performances? What's your real view on on why it's changed so much?
Getting players back fit, it's been a massive. Getting across my ideas is time. It takes time when a new manager comes in and radically changes how nearly everything is done at the club regarding how you train, how you go about your business regarding training and games. You know, there has been a big change in the football club. You know, particularly style of play and how we want to play and how we want to pass the ball through phases of the pitch. And I think that was new to a lot of the lads, and I think they've enjoyed it. But it took a bit of hard work to get to somewhere where we want to be. We're still not there yet. There's still lots of hard work to do. But we are moving in the right direction. You know, as you can see with the results. You know, I think it's like 2 defeats in 14 or whatever it may be. You know, we are sort of getting to where we want to be. But you know, it's definitely a bigger project than I wanted it to be, but I still, you know, again, the agenda was playoffs, and that hasn't changed. I feel we can still get in the playoffs.
And what about the cup competitions? A good FA Cup run, but it's not been great in the other cup competitions, has it? Are you disappointed that you didn't progress further in those, or has your main priority always been on the league and challenging for promotion?
It's always the league. It has to be. As a manager, you have to. You're judged on where you finish in the league. You know, not how far you go in cups. You know, that isn't the agenda. But we go about trying to win every game. Yes, we had a great cup run, FA Cup, and you know the trophy. You know, the replay was probably one of our worst performances of the season at Evesham. Again, but you look at the side that we had at, and where we are now with the squad we've got and the side we have, it's always been a work in progress. Like I say, we had injuries that day as well. Like I say, it's no excuse. It's not an excuse. You know, whatever side we put out, we're looking to win football matches. But You know, the cup competition, yes, you want to do well, but like I said, my priority always has been and always will be the league.
And of course, it's back to league action on Saturday, isn't it? Daventry at home, a side who are coming off the back of two heavy defeats, having lost to them 1-0 earlier in the season. What do you make of them?
I know quite a bit about Daventry. They're a big, physical, strong side. In all honesty, a side we've got to be looking to beat if we have any aspirations of finishing the top five. We have to be looking to beat Daventry Town at home on Saturday. That's the long and short of it. You know, you can't. You know, they're not a bad side. They're a great start to the season. I think they're just trying. You know, just seem to be falling away a little bit now regarding results and how they've gone over the Christmas period. But they're always a danger, Daventry. You know, always have been a bit of a bogey team for me when I was at rugby as well. So, but, you know, we'll have a good squad out against Saturday, and hopefully the game will be on and we can hopefully pick more, 3 more points up on Saturday and continue to build and progress as the season goes into the second half now.
Finally, Dave, any injury updates for the game? Richard Davis and Stanley McGeesha, of course, were both on the bench, weren't they, against Loughborough? But due to slight knocks. What's the injury update there?
Yeah, of course.
Oh, yeah, Richard Davis will be fit. He was very sore from the two games previous with his ankle and his back. So he wasn't capable of playing any part, really, on last Saturday. Stan's got a slight hamstring strain. Again, we didn't want to risk that. Coming on Tuesday, had some treatment, and we'll assess how he is tonight regarding the game on Saturday. Hopefully, he'll be close to being fit, but if there's any doubt regarding him, and especially hamstring, you know, we won't risk him.
And I'd like to personally thank Dave Stringer for taking his time out to speak to me.